Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. You know what it is? It's the first Wednesday in February, February the 7th, and it's your host, Dr. Mary Sears, with our Wisdom Wednesday podcast. And I've been talking about this February podcast because I know we're going to have a lineup of wonderful, successful entrepreneurs and business women who have made it past that hump. And was able to be successful. And if you're thinking about starting your business, if you're thinking about getting to be your own boss, this is the podcast you want to listen to because they will give you so much wisdom, so much insight, and so much of their experience that you can take it and run with it and do what you need to do. But you know the drill. Before we get started, grab your coffee, your water, or your orange juice or tea. I'm drinking water today. And join in on the conversation. I am so honored to have a phenomenal friend and a business partner with me today. And so, without further ado, I just want to introduce to you all, and then she'll share some more information about herself. Patricia, now tell me how to pronounce your last name again. I always get that.
I know everybody always gets it kind of messed up a little bit, but it's Patricia Lorenzo Jean Lewis.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. It's like not just one last name, but the second and
I know, right?
the third.
Crazy.
We gotta call you Patricia. You look so beautiful today, and welcome to
Thank
the
you.
podcast.
Well,
So
thank you for having me, actually. I'm excited.
I'm so glad you said yes. Let me share with the audience about this much. I know I was looking for a graphic designer, and she came highly recommended. And I mean, I haven't looked anywhere else since we've been connected together. And I've been extremely satisfied and referring her to other people because why? She knows her stuff. So with that, Patricia, why don't you just share with the audience a little bit who you are and a little bit about your business, and then we'll get right into some more questions to find out.
Absolutely. So thank you again for actually having me. I'm excited to be here. Of course, we met through referral. It has been, I think, maybe what, 3 or 4 years at this point, and I've worked on at least what, at least five, 4 or 5 different book covers for you. But I am a branding and marketing consultant. I help small businesses create amazing brands and kind of help in directing them in a lot of the marketing content that they need to create for their businesses. I have been in business now since 2016, a little bit before, but officially full-time since around 2016. And so, it has been amazing just working with you. So I'm excited to actually be on the podcast and kind of share some of the experiences that I've had along the way.
Yes. So tell us the name of your business.
Sure, it is Lorenzo Design Studio. And that is where I help a lot of small businesses and entrepreneurs, those that have either been in business for a number of years or just starting out and just kind of need direction.
Okay. What prompted you, Patricia, if you don't mind? Have you always wanted to do that when you were a kid? I mean, you went to school for it. I mean, what was your element of saying, I gotta do this?
Yeah, so entrepreneurship, I believe, has always been in me from the time I would say around 3 or 4,
Wow.
that I do remember. However, I grew up in a Haitian household, so entrepreneurship was not one of the careers that you would pursue.
Okay.
Growing up in a Haitian household, you're either going to be an attorney, a doctor, along those lines, an accountant, something of that nature. So for me, I didn't want to be a doctor, so I was pursuing law. I said, I think I like law. I can kind of go into that field and whatnot. And until I actually started working in the field, I realized this is not for me. And so I decided that I'm going to give this entrepreneurship journey a go, still not knowing exactly what I was going to do. So I would try different things, selling different stuff and whatnot along the ways,
Right.
trying to figure my way out. And honestly, graphic design and web development was something that was so far off, I didn't even see that coming. Yeah.
Must have been a desire of yours, and you just had to tap into that, you know?
Yeah, it's funny because I love things that aesthetically are pleasing to look at. And so I always would tell people I'm more of the analytic. I'm the thinker. I'm the one that's gonna kind of come up with the strategy and the plan. But in terms of that creative side, I didn't really see that. And after years of, I've had other businesses and wanted to create marketing pieces for that, I knew what I wanted to see, but couldn't quite articulate it. And I said, you know what? I'm going to try to figure this out on my own. I always felt like whatever I wanted to do, I can try to figure it out.
Right.
And that's how I kind of fell into the graphic design, creating marketing pieces for other businesses that I had, and fell in love with the design aspect. And that turned into a business because others started asking me to do it for them.
See, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Plus your family thinking, now you got to either be a lawyer or a doctor. I mean, were they disappointed? Are they pleased with your success?
Well, no one was in agreement in the beginning. Let me just say that.
I can believe
it. Definitely, it's funny because it was a role that I had to take by myself. And I didn't have examples in my family of entrepreneurs that I can kind of follow in their path either. So I had to wing this literally on my own, make the trial and error along the way, and kind of figure out what my next steps were going to be. But it's allowed me to connect with amazing people along the way for mentorship and guidance. That has kind of helped me to sustain the business all these years.
Amen.
Yeah.
You really got to be proud of it because you do phenomenal work. I mean,
thank
so,
you.
No, yes.
Thank
so
you.
Kind of how you started your business. I mean,
yeah.
Were you still working full time, or you were, how did that plan work out? You know?
Yeah. So I was working full time. I was actually managing a law firm at the time. And I would get clients in the evening. So I would work with my clients in the evening after work.
Right.
And I would do a lot of networking, going out different. And mind you, this was before the kids, before the husband. So I had time. Okay.
Right.
So I had time on my hands. So I was kind of building, you know, through that, a lot of networking and connections and stuff like that. So it wasn't until I had a good amount of clients.
Okay.
And at that point, got married, had my kids. And I was like, you know what? It's time to leave the full time and really give the business a go full time now. And I resigned after I had, my son was 2 months old at the time, and I resigned from my full time job.
Tell me how that felt. I mean, I know you had the support of your husband, support of your family, but still, you as the new business owner, how did you really feel? And how can you tell somebody that's thinking about, you know, doing the very same thing you did?
It was scary. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I'm not going to act like, oh, I left my job and all these clients started calling. No, it was definitely was not like that. But what I will say is that I had a plan.
Okay.
And I maintained the same level of consistency that I had with my job, and even the same level of commitment in terms of getting up every morning, getting dressed, getting in my car, going to my job.
Right.
I did the same thing with the business. I still was getting up at, 5:30 every morning, getting dressed. And instead of getting in my car, I was going to my office in my home. And would work from there for 8 hours every day as I was building. And there were times I'm looking at the computer, not an email, not a reply, nothing. But I was committed to doing the work and then honing in on my craft as well. Because I started out as a graphic designer and then self-taught because I didn't go to school for it. And then I got into web design. And that also self-taught and started developing websites for clients as well. And so I just began to really hone in on my skills and kind of built that over the years. And that's what kind of helped me as I continue to build the business.
Wow, that's that tenacity that you had. You know,
You've
I
got to have it.
law firm, I'm gonna do it for my own company. And that's
Yeah.
what people think, oh, I could be my own boss, but you got to, like you said, get up, do the work. And I heard you say earlier about networking, how important that is in developing your business. How important
Absolutely.
networking?
Yeah, and a lot of people don't realize the importance of networking and building connections with others, right? What you'll find too, and this is what I learned, is that you start to run in the same circles and start seeing the same people as you get out more and more. Because though in the beginning, my business was really built a lot on referrals. So yes, I was out there, and by nature, I'm an introvert. Yes, and a lot of people are surprised, but
No. That's all right.
I really am. I love people, but I'm an introvert. I'm very much a loner. I love to be alone. I love to be in my own shell by myself. Leave me alone. I'm good. By nature, I am very much an introvert, but the reality of it is that as an entrepreneur, you have to do the things that make you uncomfortable.
Here you go.
And you can't, I can't be an introvert and want to always be by myself and still think that I'm going to be a successful entrepreneur, because it doesn't go hand in hand. So there's certain aspects of being uncomfortable that you have to embrace. And you have to kind of be okay with in order to grow as an entrepreneur. And so for me, that was the it's funny because that's one of the things that I had to get comfortable at. So yes, networking is key, because you meet amazing people, and then it's people that don't look like you, that don't think the same way that you do, that I feel like you can always learn from everyone. There's always something that you can get from someone that you can apply to what it is that you're doing.
That's powerful. I love
Yeah.
how you said it in that first, I guess, year or so, how you didn't have the respond to the email, but you still didn't just do idle nothing.
Yeah.
With the honing on your skills. I
Yeah.
love that. A lot of entrepreneurs, they lose that. You know, you got to continuously improve yourself. And
Absolutely.
what was available yesterday, or what you knew yesterday, is something totally different now today.
Absolutely.
AI now, you know, AI is
Yeah.
coming on the scene. And people go, well, what
Yeah.
is AI? Where have you been for the last, you know, years? So you have to constantly always be willing to learn and to enhance and to grow and to stretch yourself so that you can make yourself available to the new potential clients, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think that's why so many businesses fall by the wayside, because they got that old set ways and they never advance themselves to, you know, to anticipate what's happening in the future. And people say, I don't need that old stuff. I'm going to somewhere else who can provide the new stuff, you know. So you it's that honing on your own skills. What would
Absolutely.
your challenges as a new entrepreneur? What would you say? Because you even went through the pandemic. I mean, I was working with you through the pandemic. So how did that kind of was a challenge for you as a business owner?
So, just like you were saying, even as an entrepreneur, for me, I'm in, you would consider, the creative technology field. And so there's always things that are constantly changing, and it changes very rapidly.
No, right.
Yeah. So I spent, it's funny because like last year, I spent the entire year really kind of another area of getting into was the AI. And so I committed the entire year last year of really honing in on AI and understanding the technology and applying it and using it. And kind of figuring out how I can apply it towards the business to kind of make productivity even better, and things of that nature. So for me, one of the things I feel like a lot of times is that with entrepreneurs, we kind of get stuck in what we know and don't want to continue to learn and grow more, which keeps us stuck financially, and it keeps us stuck. Just even in terms of the services and the offerings that we can provide to our clients. So during the pandemic, I had to literally shift and kind of pivot how I was doing business before. Now, mind you, I was working from home. So working from home for me was easy. I didn't have a problem. I, on the other hand, was like, look, everyone I run into, they're getting a hug after this pandemic is over because I just need a human connection. Like, I was sick of being in the house, not to mention the fact I'm home with these two kids. They're driving me nuts, eating me out of house and home. So when the pandemic was over, I was really ready to kind of connect with people. Yes. But it taught me the importance of actually pivoting and recognizing where you are in your business, filling in the gaps, and pivot for where we're actually going. Yes. And so that's what allowed me to kind of get through the pandemic. And now I'm on the other side.
Wow.
Yeah.
Went to the Facebook page or and a lot of people saying good morning and yes to the introverts.
Right?
I know. That just shows that we can do all things, you know, because yeah. we've always been here. It doesn't mean we have to always stay there. So you got out of that comfort zone and look how it exploded, expanded, you know, your territory is just enlarged. So yeah, we have to have a mindset to be able to keep your business afloat, right?
What Definitely. About
the financial part of your business? Do you offer deals and tricks and trinkets, you know, to try to boost up the business sometime? Have you ever had to do that, Patricia?
Absolutely. So I, especially like during a pandemic, I had to, like, one of the things that I became aware of a lot was, you know, grants and different loans that were available for small businesses. And usually when I meet with clients, especially brand development clients who come to me and they, you know, they have their business, but the brand, they're trying to figure out their brand and whatnot. I always ask where their, if their foundation is solid. And what I mean by that is the incorporation. Have you done that? Have you filed it with the state? Do you have all of the necessary foundational stuff in place? Because it makes no sense to build a brand on something where the more important pieces are not in place.
Wow.
So what happened is during a pandemic, I'm one that's always looking for money somewhere. Somebody got money that I need somewhere. And so I became aware of a lot of the grants and the loans that became available. And I started sharing it with other entrepreneurs, but the unfortunate thing was a lot of them didn't have their paperwork and stuff in order, which was frustrating because I'm like, there's all this money available, all these resources that are available I've applied for and gotten. And I'm like, other entrepreneurs couldn't take advantage of it. But what it did was it allowed me to create a website specifically for grants. So if there are small businesses, it doesn't matter where you live, where you are in your business. I post it every month. As a matter of fact, I just updated it on Monday with grants that are available for the month of February for entrepreneurs that are looking for resources that they need for their businesses. So yes, as an entrepreneur, sometimes you might not have the ability to go to a bank and get a loan. You may not have business credit cards yet, but there are resources available that can help you fund your business while you're still growing your business. And those resources out, and I've taken advantage of a lot of them. Yeah.
And that's why they have to make up their mind up. It's not a hobby, but it's a bona fide business. And they have to get
it's a business.
Together, you know, and not, you know, but some people still in that hobby mode is what I'm saying. If they didn't have paperwork, you know, to qualify for free funds, you know, who doesn't want
funds?
You know what I mean?
But I tell people this all the time. You're only going to get out of it what you put in.
That's true.
Right. So whatever you put in, the commitment, the dedication, the work ethic that you put into the business is what you're going to get back out of it. So if you're focused on building a solid foundation, it just positions you to be at a place to receive whatever's available to you outside.
Wow.
But you have to lay the foundation properly.
And yeah. I think sometimes we get so excited. People say, oh, you a good business person and you don't have all your ducks in order. So you need to either get someone who like yourself who can help them and direct them so that they could know how to make sure that it's not just a hobby, you know.
Correct.
Yeah, and that's swallowing your ego and your pride so that you can get assistance, because there's help out there for so many. I just finished a 12-week free NASQUAC Women Entrepreneurial, and I posted out on the social media, and some people took advantage of it. I mean, but the resources that was available and the people that I met, the networking. In fact, one lady is going to be on later on in February, and maybe we could do some collaboration, because, I mean, you meet some phenomenal people in that network. So you have to make sure that you're making yourself available, making yourself willing to learn some new things, and you'd be surprised how your doors will open up, right?
And I think too is one of the things, even as an entrepreneur, don't be afraid to be the smallest person in the room.
Ooh.
Because you can learn so much from, I walk into places and I'm like, I just need to take notes. Like, I'm just here to learn. And it doesn't matter to me, because I'm going to get something from whatever they talking about, and I'm going to go home and I'm going to apply it. You know, you can't be afraid. We're so focused a lot of times on being that big person. We're this entrepreneur. We have entrepreneurship is like, it's tough. The reality of it is, it's way easier to work for someone, honestly, because you have that guaranteed check every Friday.
Amen.
I don't.
That's right. Right.
There's no guarantees, right? Mm. Right? And so I know if I'm working a 9 to 5 on Friday, that direct deposit is going to be in my account.
Yeah.
As an entrepreneur, there you don't have that. You have to literally create that. You have to make that happen for yourself. And so it requires you getting out of your own way and learning from people who you may not even agree with. Right? But there's always something that you can learn, and then applying it. A lot of times we're not willing to do the necessary work required, because social media makes it look like, yeah, I could work, you know, from St. Thomas and do work for the weekend. Yeah, but I'm working 14 hours a day. You know,
right.
When I started, my kids were young and I was working round the clock, you know? So it's that we don't talk about often, that it is a lot of work, but it's worth it at the end.
It is.
It's worth it.
What you were saying made me think that entrepreneurship is not for the weak.
It's not.
Yeah, to be able to take it and keep it rolling and keep pushing and keep, cry if you have to, rest if you need to, but get back up and get right back into it.
Yeah.
I'm sure even these big companies we know, GM, how they started years ago, you know, it wasn't as easy as it is now. But it's just like us, you know, being an entrepreneur with a vision, with the goal, and with the want to add value to people. And that's what's going to take that determination to keep going. It's not for the weak and faint. Faint
it's
at heart. You're the wrong business. You're the wrong business.
You are. Like, honestly, if that's the direction you want to go, stay on a job. It's nothing wrong. Not everybody's not cut out for it. And that's just the reality. And you just have to be honest with yourself. If you're not, and it's okay, because some of us entrepreneurs need employees. Right. You know what I'm saying? And that's just the reality. And that's okay. So you don't have to feel guilty if you did it and it didn't work and you just don't like it. That's fine. But for those that want to do it, just understand that it's going to require work and it's going to take you out of your comfort zone.
And it's going to require resources and money. You know, a lot of times, well, if I just got the ideal, I just got the dream, I just got the vision. Yeah, that's a good start.
Correct.
I had to hire a coach, and I am a coach, but I had to get a coach who's doing what I wanted to do. And so I had to invest in myself.
Yeah.
And what she knows, she can impart with me, you know. And so sometimes you have to invest in yourself to make yourself who you wanted to be, who you want to fully become as that entrepreneur and businesswoman.
Absolutely.
Did you ever had to do a higher culture, or you just really sought out?
I've spent so much money. I 1000% agree with you in regards to that. Mm-hmm. I believe that what you're paying for is their years of knowledge and information to fast track your progress, right? And so for me, investing, spending money, I've taken courses that I was like, am I going to spend this, you know, that has been thousands of dollars, you know, because I wanted the information. And so it was important for me. So yes. And I think as an entrepreneur, everything is not going, and it shouldn't be free. Mm-hmm. We have to get out of that mindset. Yes. That, if it's not free, I'm not going to do it. You have to be willing to pay and invest in that knowledge and that wisdom that you need in order to move yourself to the next. Now, there's, you know, everyone is not qualified to be a coach. However, I always say this, look at their track record, look at their results. Yes. When you're making that decision, and then making sure that this is someone that you can connect with, and then be clear in terms of what it is that you expect out of that relationship. Because you're only going to get, again, you're only going to get what you put into it. And so if you're clear in reference to that, it would serve as a beautiful relationship to help you move your business forward. Yeah.
Times entrepreneurs get stuck in that, you know, and so we got to learn to rise above that. And if you're really determined and you're really willing to get to that next level, you'll make sacrifice. We make sacrifice in our lives, you know, what we need to do, even when we're working with somebody else, you know. So we have to learn that our number one job as entrepreneur is to be successful.
Absolutely.
Here's whatever it is that you want to strive towards, that and you got to keep moving forward, you know.
Yeah.
You know. So what would be some advice or some words of encouragement you can give someone who's thinking out there in podcast land? I'm thinking about
One of the things I would say, which would be different, if you'd have asked me this question maybe about 10 years ago, my response would be different. Mm-hmm. But today, as an entrepreneur, what I would say is to build a community first. Ooh. Don't worry about necessarily your product or your service. Okay. Build a community. There was a time where I was going out and I was networking and I was meeting people face to face, though that still is important today. However, with social media, what's important is that you build a community, build a following first that knows you, because at the end of the day, regardless to what you're selling, people don't buy your products and services. They buy you.
That's true.
They want to buy because it's what you have. They want to work directly with you. And so if you focus on building a community first and then develop that product or that service that you can offer them, it will make a world of difference in how you move the trajectory of your business. And so today, I would definitely say focus on building a community.
That's powerful, Patricia.
That yeah.
Is. Because people want to know, before they invest any money in your
Absolutely.
Store, they want to know you, trust you, and like you. And that's what that community.
Period.
Yeah.
Period.
Wow, that's powerful.
Yeah.
You're going to buy something from a stranger, but if I know you, I could trust you. And on fact of that, I like you, you know.
Absolutely.
Plus, let's do it. Where did I sign up? Where did I put my card in, you know?
Absolutely. And then it takes away the stress of having to sell.
Yes.
Right? It takes that away because now you're just making an offer and you're just providing them because you know your community so well and they know you. You're just simply making an offer. So now it's not like you're trying to, oh, let me just sell this because, oh, this is a great book. They don't care about the book. Right. They want it because they like you and they want to know more of your mind, your thoughts, and how you created whatever that story is that you created. So they just want to be able to connect with you in another way. So if anything, you know, any entrepreneur who's stressed out and worried about, you know, getting the money up to develop that product or provide that service and start that business, build a community. Because whenever you launch that product or service, you already have built-in clientele who's ready to spend with you. Wow. And it takes the guesswork out of everything, and it takes the stress of selling out of it completely.
Oh, that is talking about wisdom right there. That yeah. is so powerful, I tell you. I know we talked before we got on the podcast about what you have been doing all last year and what you just
said. Yeah.
Can you share with the audience, and I am going to put your information for the audience to reach out
yeah.
to. Tell us about that. I'm so excited.
Definitely, right? So again, going back to community, what I, especially during a pandemic, working with a lot of, it was like authors were coming out of the woodworks during a pandemic. And I worked with quite a few of them during a pandemic and post-pandemic, and just started listening to some of their challenges, right? And a lot of it, they don't realize that their actual book is a business. It's not just, I just wrote my memoir, I just wrote my story. No, it's an actual business, and to treat it as such. Yeah. And so just listening to some of the challenges that they were having, you know, they thought that the hard part was going to be in the writing of it. No, the hard part was selling a book and getting it into the hands of people, but they don't know who you are, mm-hmm. right? So what I started doing was I created another business, which is Easy Pro Creative, which it's a template shop, which allows, is specifically for authors, coaches, and consultants, where you can purchase pre-designed Canva templates for either your book project, your social media, website templates. We're launching the website templates come March 1st. But it's going to be a whole suite of templates that are available that you can purchase that are specifically for authors, coaches, and consultants to make the creative process much easier. So now you can take the book that you have, create a matching workbook to go along with it, because you already have pre-designed templates that you can edit in Canva, put your name on it, get it printed on Amazon, KDP, or any other book source, and attach it to whatever book that you have. Mm-hmm. And what I also am starting to do now is having classes available for those same authors, coaches, and consultants, which is going to be monthly workshops or just classes that I'm going to be doing with them, and kind of walking them through the process of the marketing. Because the marketing is where we tend to get stuck at. We have it, but how do we market it and get it out to the world out there, and building community and things of that nature. So I'm excited about that.
Excited. I mean, I know I'll be looking into that real soon. And I know the authors out there, I always call them authorpreneurs. You know, your business yeah. is your book, and your book is your business. So yeah,
yeah.
I didn't sync with that, because once you do the book, you know, you can go so much from there. You can monetize it in so many other ways than that, you know.
Absolutely.
So I've enjoyed this conversation. I can go on and on, Patricia.
Yeah, right.
No. So let me ask you this. How can people reach out to you? I'm going to show your thing in just a minute, but how can people, if they want your creative part or your web design, all that you do,
yeah.
how can people reach out to this phenomenal entrepreneur, successful entrepreneur, so that you can take your business to the next level? Can you share that
information? Absolutely. They can either reach me directly on the website, which is Lorenzo Design Studio, which is my maiden name, Design Studio, mm-hmm. or directly on Linktree. They can go to Linktree at Patricia On Brand. They can find me. They can definitely find me there, find all my links there, connect with me on there. Anything that, whether it's for y'all, if you're looking for grants, for the month of February, every month I post a whole new set of grants on the website. in my link tree, all of that is available. The templates that I have out currently is on my link tree as well, which is Patricia on Brand. You can find it there. Link to my website is on there as well. And all my information is there. And then you can connect with me on social media as well as Patricia on Brand.
Oh, wow. That is powerful. I wanted to show that one thing to the audience, if you don't mind. Let me see.
Sure.
Find that real quick. Are there any shout outs you want to give to people while I'm trying to find her?
Listen, I want to shout out every entrepreneur who has taken the leap of faith and jumped out there and to pursue their dreams. Don't give up. Continue to move forward. Connect with people that can keep you moving forward, because the journey is not easy. It's filled with challenges, but the rewards, you know, and I tell people all the time, my biggest thing, they were like, I remember I was doing another interview and they asked, would you ever go back to working full time? I never liked asking for time off for vacation. I hated it. Mm-hmm. And for that reason, I was like, if I want to take a vacation on Friday, I don't want to ask somebody, can I take it off? I want to just go, right. You know, for that reason, for me, I'm like, look, I'm not going back to this, you know, working for somebody this 9 to 5 anymore. I will do this entrepreneurship until it's all said and done. But yeah, it's definitely well worth it. But yeah, that's the website, Lorenzo Design Studio. And that's where, if you want to work with me directly, there's so many services that I have available, from anything graphic design to web development. But I just love working with entrepreneurs and helping them fill the pieces in with their business. And of course, I have consultations available as well.
I know when you were recommended to us in our first consultation, I said, where do we sign up? I mean, I just spirit. I just loved her everything about her. I mean, she showed us some of her portfolios, what she's done before. And I mean, we have not even looked back. I don't even, you know, do I need another one? No, I got who I got the best. So why mess with the rest, right?
Thank you.
This has been so, so, so awesome to have you here today. I thank you. Yes. And I just thank you for saying yes and sharing your wisdom and your insight and your experience. I know so many entrepreneurs are going to get so much joy when they come back and know that they can do as well as you say they can do if they just
Absolutely. Follow
the rules, right?
That's it.
Is there a shortcut? There's no shortcut to success.
There's none.
Have a wonderful, wonderful day with your family.
You too.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye for now.
All right.